At 6 o'clock in the morning, I got another shot, which seemed to have some effect. As I learned later, the shot was not Demerol. I was even able to eat a little toast and drink some coffee. When my wife came to see me later in the day, she told me that they were using a new treatment in my case. The treatment had started with my morning shot. I noticed a difference. I thought the morning shot was M. I talked to Dr. Moore on the phone. He told me this is the wonder drug they have been looking for to treat drug addiction. It relieves withdrawal symptoms without forming a new habit. It isn't a narcotic at all. It is one of the antihistamines. Thefarin, I believe he said. Then it would seem withdrawal symptoms are an allergic reaction. That's what Dr. Moore says. The doctor who recommended this treatment was my lawyer's doctor. He was not connected with a sanitarium, and he was not a psychiatrist. In 2 days, I could eat a full meal. The antihistamine shots lasted 3 to 5 hours, and then the sickness came back. The shots felt like junk. When I was up and walking around, a psychiatrist came to interview me. He was very tall. He had long legs and a heavy body shaped like a pear with a narrow end up. He smiled when he talked, and his voice was whiny. He was not effeminate. He simply had none of whatever it is that makes a man. This was Dr. Fredericks, head psychiatrist of the hospital. He asked the question they all ask. Why do you feel that you need narcotics, Mr. Lee? When you hear this question, you can be sure that the man who asks it knows nothing about junk. I needed to get out of bed in the morning to shave and eat breakfast. I mean, psychically. I shrugged. Might as well give him his diagnosis so he will go. It's a good kick. Junk is not a good kick. The point of junk to a user is that it forms the habit. No one knows what junk is until he is junk sick. The doctor nodded. Psychopathic personality. He stood up. Suddenly he moved his face into a smile that was obviously intended to be understanding and to dissolve my reticence. The smile took over and ended up an insane leer. He leaned forward and brought his smile close to my face. Is your sex life satisfactory? He asked. Do you and your wife have satisfactory relations? Oh, yes, I said, when I'm not on the junk. He straightened up. He didn't like my answer at all. Well, I'll see you again. He blushed and lunged awkwardly for the door. I had made him for a faker when he walked in the room. Obviously, he was putting down a self-assured routine for himself and the others, but I had expected a deeper and tougher front. The doctor told my wife I had a very bad prognosis. My attitude towards junk was, so what? A relapse was to be expected because the psychic determinants of my condition remained in operation. He could not help me unless I agreed to cooperate. Given cooperation, he apparently was ready to take down my psyche and reassemble it in 8 days.